This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedge each day on this last weekend of September. And on our show this week, my buddy, the Southern Gentleman, Charlie Daniels, will be joining us. Later on, Ted Danson and Christine Bell. Then Darcy Garden and Manny Jacinto. Now, both interviews, Ted and Kristen and Darcy and Manny, are going to be talking about the return of the third season of The Good Life. Later on, Gene Marks will be chatting about small business. Kelly Martin, with a lovely actress. I've known her for years and years. She'll be joining us from Superstore in their second season. Ben Feldman. Ryan Serhant will be here. He's from the Million Dollar Listings on Bravo. And then we're going to be talking to Peter the Planner, Peter Dunn. And that's all coming up this week, next 2 hours, with Ron Sedgy today. I'm going to pause for a second. We'll be back with my first guest this first hour, Mr. Charlie Daniels.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and he's always welcome here. You talk about a Southern gentleman, this is the man, and what a talented guy he is, too. He's got a project that's coming out on the first that I'm excited about, one of the best in the business, the legendary Charlie Daniels. Charlie, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I can follow an introduction like that or not, man. Wow.
Are you kidding me? You could follow that like a surgical knife going through soft butter. Are you? You are so smooth. And I look down all the things that you've done. You've scored on the rock charts, the country, the pop, Christian. And, of course, Devil Went Down to Georgia, which became a platinum single. And, oh, my goodness, all the things that you've done. Grammy Awards, CMA trophies, and now a new project that I am absolutely blown away with that's coming out the first.
Well, it's called Off the Grid, CDB, Doing It Dylan, and Off the Grid denotes that it's acoustical album, first acoustical album we've ever done.
Wow.
And, of course, Doing It Dylan, it means it's 10 Bob Dylan tunes that we're doing, that we picked out. That I'm pretty happy with this album, Ron, be honest with you about it. You know, some albums you look back and you're wish you'd done something different or whatever, but I'm pretty happy with this one.
Well, you know, I was kind of blown away when I found out how much of a huge fan you were of, and still am, of Bob Dylan, but I didn't know that you actually worked on a couple of sessions with him in the studio band, Self Portrait and New Morning.
National Sky Line self-portrait in New Morning. I sure did, yeah. It was one of the highlights of my life at the time.
But that was at the time that Bob started to change from the just him and the acoustic guitar and the harmonica and went in, much to the dismay of a lot of purists, using other instruments. But he didn't care. He still doesn't.
Well, he had gotten in kind of into it, but he started recording in Nashville a couple albums before the one that I worked. I think the first one he did here was probably Blonde on Blonde. But he really liked the Nashville Players because they'd come in and just, he'd play a song and everybody just fall right in and do it. And this first one that I worked on, the Nashville Skyline album, I think was seemed to be a little bit of a departure from the other material, in that it seemed a little mellower. I think kind of a little tip of the hat to country, if you will.
You say that 50 years ago you go back enjoying Bob Dylan, and yours truly the same thing. But what was it that you saw? Because a lot of people at that time were listening to the Shirelles and, you know, all of those, you know, kind of bubblegum songs. And now here comes a guy that breaks the mold. He breaks it from the standpoint of beat, the words, the phrasing. I mean, he takes everything that we're used to listening to and changes it and caught the ear of guys like yourself.
It was the freedom that he just had, that he used, whether he had it or not, he just took it. Everything was pretty much Tin Pan Alley and Broadway musicals and that sort of thing up the time he came along. And he came along, it just kicked over the traces and broke all the rules and broke out of the box and out of the envelope and everything else and just said, well, you know, my song don't fit in a 3-minute and 14-second slot for a radio. My song don't fit in 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes long. And if I want to do one set of verses longer than the others, I'll do it. Or if I want to put more intervals in, time intervals in between verse and chorus, I'll do it. He just did it however he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it made for a great feeling of freedom for people like myself that wanted to be myself and didn't quite know how to go about doing it. And Dylan just did it, and I knew I couldn't emulate him. I don't mean like that, but the idea that you could experience this kind of freedom when you went in to create music kind of, you know, turned your head around a little bit. And that he started that whole thing, I think.
And as a former disc jockey, songs like Positively 4th Street were really unbelievable songs to play because they were 4 and 5 minutes long, and you're used to playing, you know, a Bobby Darin song, which was 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So it really did break the mold. Now, this new CD, Off the Grid, is it some of the old stuff of his?
There's some old stuff. There's some new stuff. We didn't go for any particular era or any particular genre. We didn't try to pick out one of his spiritual songs or one of this or that or the other. I picked out songs that I felt we could do best with the band. That was our main aim, is to do Bob Dylan, but to do it CDB.
Yeah.
And that's what we were trying to accomplish, and I think we did accomplish it.
Now, has he commented to you at all as he heard the CD?
I really don't know. I talked to him on the phone about a week or so ago and told him we were sending it, but I haven't heard back yet. I would love to hear from him, but I'm not sure we will. But I hope he's happy with it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sure that he's complimented by having somebody of your caliber do his songs. I mean, you know, he's had everybody else do them, Elvis Presley, the whole nine yards. But, you know, when somebody of your stature comes out and dedicates an entire CD, I don't know if anybody's ever done that before. One thing if I sang all those songs, another thing if Charlie Daniels sings all those songs.
Well,
you know,
you're very kind. Thank you. It is a tribute to him. It's a tribute that says how very much I like his music and what a large influence and what a large part of my musical life it's been.
It's always tough for a singer. I'm a singer, too. I tour with a 15-piece orchestra, which is a little too many people. But, you know, it's always difficult when you're doing other people's songs because you want to do it as close to how they remember it, but you also want to put your own touch in it. And I'm sure with this that you do just that. If you didn't have the dash of Charlie Daniels, I mean, you'd be hurting.
Well, you know, we ain't going to do without that. We can't help that. It's kind of...
You got to have that.
It's kind of goes naturally.
Charlie, how many dates are you doing now on the road?
We'll do 100, 110 this year, about 10 Grand Ole Opry appearances, and I'm probably some recording and stuff. It's enough to keep a kid busy.
Gosh, you know, I can't believe that. You are one of the most active guys and still want to do something new and fresh, inducted in the Grand Ole Opry in 2008, and it never tires for you. That's what I absolutely admire about you. You know that?
Well, I love what I do. God's blessed me with, the Bible says he'll give you the desires of your heart. I have lived my desires of my heart. I'm able to do exactly what I want to do for a living. I have for 56 years, still doing it and loving it.
Have you had time during that 56-year period, as we all do in our careers, where you thought to yourself, maybe I should have just went into insurance or something a little bit different, perhaps a little simpler life, or even on the downtimes, if you've had any? I don't even remember a downtime for Charlie Daniels. He's always on the charts.
No, I don't have any desire to do anything else. I never have had a desire. Once I started playing music, that's all I ever wanted to do. I wouldn't trade places with anybody. Yeah. I love my job.
Oh, and it's a great job you have, and you're so good at it. I have to, and we talked about this once before, compliment you on your commercials for Geico. I mean, what a great shtick. That campaign was so cool, it was unbelievable.
Wild, I'll tell you.
Now, when you go out and start touring now with this new Bob Dylan project under your belt, will you be doing a lot of the songs from there? I mean, because, see, I always say that when you are an entertainer that has a lot of hits, it's hard to break in new material in a concert because everybody wants to hear, you know, the South is going to do it again and Long-Haired Country Boy. They want to hear the hits. So is
well,
it difficult?
We do those. That's the first thing with us that we always add is are the songs that people expect to hear. But we had a couple of we've been doing a couple of these tunes. We've been doing Times Are Changing and Tangled Up in Blue. We find time to put a couple of them in the set, yeah.
You have to bring in the hits or you're in trouble. You know, there's been a lot of comedians that had a good time with Bob Dylan over the years because in the last, I don't know, few years, it's hard to understand some of his lyrics these days. But, you know, no matter what you do and no matter how many times he goes up on stage, he's got that reputation that you have discussed and obviously a big influence on you that just perpetuates itself.
Well, he's an absolute out-and-out legend. He's his own chapter of American musical history. He changed the whole situation when he came along. I think more so than anybody, I think he's had more to do with changing the face of American popular music more so than anybody I know of. He was before the Beatles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He was before a lot of the people that we think of as being innovators. In fact, I think he inspired a lot of the people we think of as innovators.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're one of them.
Well, he definitely inspired me,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
I feel kind of funny talking about another musical legend when I've got a musical legend as a guest. So I apologize if I've done that. But I know that this is a great project that your labor of love for you, this Bob Dylan project. So, Charlie, I apologize for talking about Bob Dylan when I'm talking to Charlie Daniels, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, not at all. Good gosh, man. I'm a peon compared to Bob Dylan in my mind.
That's only in your mind, then, my friend. Well, I got to tell you, it's always great talking with you. As I mentioned in the introduction, you're a gentleman and a remarkable talent. And the new CD is going to be hitting stores on first, Off the Grid, kind of a tribute to Bob Dylan, done by one of the great artists in our industry and a really cool guy, my friend Charlie Daniels. Charlie, it's always great having you here, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Always my pleasure, my friend. You take care, and we'll do it again soon.
I hope so, okay?
Thank you, baby.
Stay well. Charlie Daniels, what a nice man he is. Genuinely a nice man. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I'm very excited to have our next two guests with us. They are terrific talents. In fact, one of them has been on our show in the past, but, you know, it's always nice when he comes back, and he has done that along with the talent of Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Ted?
Very excited to be talking to you about our show, which we truly are more than usually excited about.
Because we're underqualified to be a part of it. Everyone else on the show is smarter than we are, and that's a thrilling group to be around.
Yeah, really. We have this great head writer, creator, Mike Shore, who's just brilliant.
And because of the success last fall, it's back at a new time, Thursday nights at 8:30 on NBC. I'm talking about the show that's called The Good Place. Now, where did the idea of this come up? This is a very clever idea. You're in the afterlife. For some reason, your character, Kristen, shouldn't probably be in the good place.
Yeah, it's a kernel of an idea that Mike had. You know, he's done Parks and Rec and The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he just stepped outside the box and let himself daydream and said, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing, and every single part of our existence, every action had a ripple effect, and it was all tallied, and you either got to go upstairs or downstairs. We call them the good place and the bad place. Basically, my character is the first clerical error that was let into the good place.
I'm the architect of this particular neighborhood in the good place, and I'm middle management. I'm really, when things start to go awry, I am way over my head, and I just kind of fall apart. What's really fun about this show is each episode you are so delighted and surprised by the direction it takes.
Because we're not bound to reality at all, you know? Gravity doesn't have to exist if we don't want it to. In the afterlife, literally anything is possible, and we have a great CG team that shows us this whole Alice in Wonderland aspect of the afterlife. And it's really filled with all these great, great people, and my character is sort of the one
squeaky wheel.
Yeah,
squeaky
the wheel. One wrench in the gears.
Take place in an environment that looks like the current life?
Well, it's you know, it looks like the most astounding version of where you are right now. But then all of a sudden people are flying over your head. We don't just talk about being in the afterlife. We have this visual effects department that actually shows you that we are someplace else. This is not Earth.
It does look like a perfectly serene, utopian, sort of European town, and our sort of town center in the neighborhood where people stroll and pick out the food they want to cook, whatever they actually enjoy doing. And our, you know, our local drugstore is called Your Anticipated Needs. So it's really just set up to be the most perfect of all perfect existence.
Do you run into some people that we knew here and like famous people, like maybe the coach, you know, Sam Malone?
That's funny. We do mention real people upon occasion. We haven't seen any yet.
But our creator has decided that in order to make it as funny as possible, my character, who's very average, would have to be among the cream of the crop. So he's decided that about 1 in every 500 people have gotten into the good place. So only if you really, really had an intensely positive influence on the world around you, you are allowed to have bliss for eternity. And unfortunately, everybody else goes downstairs and is tortured for the rest of time. We do make jokes that pretty much all artists
did not make it. Our mandate is to make you laugh. You will be surprised and delighted, but it is about what it means to be a good person, that everything you do in life has a ripple effect that creates some amount of good or bad in life. In our particular version of the afterlife, there's a point system where, depending on whether you're creating good or bad out there in the universe, only the cream of the crop, like Kristen said, get to come.
How come the clerical error wasn't fixed right away? It must be a lot of red tape there.
It's a very complicated system. I don't want to go into it right now.
Well, Ted is middle management.
I blew it.
He doesn't have all of the power. And basically, there was one tiny mistake in his paperwork of who he let in. And that mistake is 5'1½", blonde and sassy.
Well, it sounds like a great mistake, Ted.
Oh, I picked a delicious mistake, Ted.
Good work. You know, both of you bring so much to the table on this. I mean, Ted, a Golden Globe and Emmy Award-winning actor with, of course, 11 seasons with Cheers. We could go on and on and on. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Becker, the list is endless. And, of course, Kristen, you are in the same position with the comedy The Boss, Bad Moms, Lifeguard, The Big Miracle, Off-Broadway with Reefer Madness. Because you've both done drama and you've both done comedy, you had to see this as something you could really sink your teeth into, because it's not the typical story.
It's the most bizarre pitch I've ever gotten. Mike Schur, our brilliant creator, started out saying, okay, everybody's dead. And I said, go on. He thought outside the box. He really let his weirdness daydream, and he thought, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing? And there was a point system. So he's created this world where everybody is sent to different neighborhoods you know will be enjoyed with your specific personality. And what if there were an error? What if there were someone who wreaked emotional havoc on everyone around them in this perfect utopia?
I bet you if you just read it, it would be very difficult to follow. Good thing they got Ted Danson and Kristen Bell interpreting it.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Both Kristen and I signed on without seeing the script because the reputation of Mike Schur and this crazy, wonderful idea, we both basically said yes in the office. It was like, yep, we're in. So we didn't even read the script.
I think so many shows now are outside the box. People want unique ideas, and I think NBC is really supporting Mike's weird, brilliant, mad ideas.
I was telling Ted earlier, I was vacationing in St. Louis with my sons. You talk about binge watching. I watched like 40 hours of Cheers and seen it a million times, but still laugh to this very day. I think it's like Lucy. It's never been off the air, has it, Ted?
Yes, in some form or another. I think that's true. Hey, I know we're selling a show, so it's suspect, whatever we say. But this is one of the most delightful and surprising shows I've ever been on.
Very seldom do you see a show that's it has a comedy message to it, has a life message to it, and takes place in the afterlife. I think you've hit all three items that have never been hit before, guys.
Bizarre. The show is definitely a wild ride, and it's kept us interested, so we believe the audience will feel the same.
I like what Ted said about signing up before he even read the script. Boy, that takes a lot of guts, I tell you.
I have to correct that a little bit. I also knew that Kristen was interested, so that went a long way for me as well.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, Ted. You got good taste. Thursday nights on NBC, it's entitled The Good Place, and it stars Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. Kristen, Ted, you're a great guest. Would you come back and join us?
Yes.
Nice.
We'll be there.
Okay, great. Ted, Kristen, thank you so much. Good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
Ah, what a great set of guests. Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. The Good Place is the name of the show. And because of its success last fall, it's back for season number 3, Thursday nights at 8:30 on NBC. Now, coming up, our next set of guests, Darcy Carden and Manny Jacinto, who also star on The Good Life. And we'll be back with Manny and Darcy. I want to thank Ted Danson and Christine Bell. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is looking into the allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh that have been made by a former classmate at Yale. Her attorney says the FBI wants to talk to her. Deborah Ramirez says she will cooperate, answering questions about her claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself.
That's an interesting development.
Former FBI Assistant Director Ron Husko.
If the FBI gets some detail from Ms. Ramirez, some additional information from her, like other people who were present, had knowledge of, who she might have spoken with immediately after the alleged event.
They're having questions about whether the new investigation would include claims made by women other than Christine Blasey Ford. Kavanaugh denies the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I remember distinctly, now I think it's like three seasons ago, that we had our friend Ted Danson on the show talking about a new program that is called The Good Place. And I said, you know, Ted, that's a great idea, and I hope it lasts forever, but I don't know if it's going to. You know, how many storylines can you go to? Well, prove me wrong, okay? Season number three is here, and joining us right now are two of its stars, Darcy Carton, who plays the role, of course, of Janet, and Manny Jacinto, who plays Jason Mendoza. Manny, hey. Darcy, welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Ron.
You know, you're not alone. A lot of people have that same feeling, that it was a good idea, but kind of like, where could this go? How could it last a season? How could it last a second season? And it's been so fun to, you know, get to watch an audience that was maybe in it for, like, Ted Danson or Kristen Bell, and then sort of catch on and get really into the story and the characters and everything. So you're not alone, and I'm glad you stuck with it.
Well, you
thank
know,
you.
It's funny you should say that, and I'm glad you said that, because I felt very uncomfortable mentioning the fact that, you know, you always want a show, especially when your friends are involved, to really
yeah.
succeed. And I'm thinking to myself, how many storylines can you get out of this one?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, boy,
yeah.
I tell you, you have done a remarkable job, and the ensemble is great. It just works. You know?
I'm going to tell you something, Ron. This is kind of funny because you talked to Ted basically before it aired, and we've talked to him about this particular thing, which was he would tell someone, a friend or whoever, that he was doing this new show, and he would explain it, and they would kind of do what you did, which was like, that sounds
nice.
Interesting, cute, and he would just have the hardest time because he wanted to give them the big, huge spoiler twist and what happens with his character and what happens at the end of season one, but obviously we were all sworn to secrecy. But we did find out that Ted spilled the beans a few times.
He is a loudmouth, yeah. Can I keep the secret?
Well, I did interview him even after the show started, but the thing he told me that I found very interesting was that when he was asked to do the show, he didn't even read the script because he was so confident from the creator of the show that he didn't even care to read the script. Now, that is very cavalier, you know?
And, you know, that, I mean, he should be able to pick whatever role he wants in Hollywood. It's different for Manny and I because we were struggling so much. But none of the actors did. Not a single actor read a script. We all, I mean, Mike Schur is such a genius, and we're all such fans of him that the second he asked any of us to be a part of the show, we all said yes. Without even knowing what the show really was, what our characters were, we all said yes.
You know, you said something kind of interesting where he could get anything. You guys were kind of struggling. I don't think the HBO comedy series Barry is struggling. Inside Amy Schumer, Veep, CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, you know, other people. And going over to Manny with the fact that he was in Bad Times at El Royale and Romeo Section. And he was, you know, Vanity Fair named him one of the best TV characters in 2017. The Good Doctor, Bates Motel. I don't think that's strong. Struggling, you know?
All right. Well, you know, I mean,
it's not Ted Danson
yes,
level. Let's
yes,
just
yes,
say that.
Yes. We don't have
Ted
10 years
level.
Of Cheers under our belt.
Yeah.
Well, you will now. Just think, how many more episodes do you need to hit that magic 100 mark?
Well, you know, it's funny because we only do 13 episodes a season, which in olden days, I mean, years past, what, 23 or whatever?
Yeah.
22, 21?
Yeah, 22.
So it would take us quite a long time
to get there.
To get 13. It would take us, what, like 9 years or something?
Yeah. But, I mean, going back to, you know, going through the storylines, like, I don't know if we could doubt and say that it might not get to that point, but I have learned to never doubt Mike Schur and our writers. And what they do, because we can do anything and everything with these guys.
We're along for their ride.
Yes,
wherever
exactly.
Wherever they take us, we're down.
We're down to do it.
Yeah. A lot of the effects on this show, do you know what's happening until after you see it, or do you see it as it's happening? Because there are some effects in here that, you know, I mean, it's not Star Wars effects, but it is effects.
You know, we have, oh gosh.
We have the best visual sex guy, David Meadnoggle, who takes us through all the craziness that ends up happening on screen. And we have an idea of what's going on, but until we actually see it the day of, that's when it actually blows our mind.
Yeah, because sometimes you're acting with, you know, truly like a tennis ball on a stick that's supposed to be like a fire monster or whatever. And then sometimes, you know, sometimes you're in a big white room or a big green room and you just don't really have an idea of where you are. And then he shows us on his computer and he does something really, really,
really
amazing.
Cool. He's the best dad.
This is, we love this. He has two young daughters and he has them act out the scenes at home, and then he does the special effects sort of like, you know, not up to full speed or whatever, but he does an outline of the special effects on them and then shows us, and it's like the highlight of our day.
Yeah, it's the most adorable thing ever.
You know, for people listening and don't know what Darcy was referring to about this tennis ball, is that that's where the effects are. So you actually, as an actor and an actress, you actually have to play to a figure like this hanging tennis ball, which in post-production will be something else.
Yeah.
You know, that takes an enormous amount of training. It really does. Speaking about training, I got to ask you, Manny, okay? I understand that you received a Bachelor of Arts degree in civil engineering. Now, just out of curiosity, okay, how do you go from building a bridge to being on television and on the big screen? And when you made that change, your parents, what did they say?
Well, they definitely had their doubts at first. But, yeah, that's like, yeah, that kind of sums it all up, building bridges and roads and dams and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got a taste for that world, and it just wasn't really for me. And then I just had a feeling that I wanted to do something else, and I kind of explored the more artsy side a few years later. And thankfully, I mean, my parents, for them, as long as I graduated and did well in school and got, you know, a degree, they'd leave me alone for a few years. And then after, I think, and I've mentioned this before, it wasn't until I got a show with Ted Danson that to them I was legitimately an actor.
Yeah.
Not until that moment happened was I actually doing, like, adequate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I need to thank Ted Danson for that.
Anybody's parents is, you know, bringing your parents to the set and having them meet Ted Danson is pretty exciting for for anyone.
But and so you got to look at it the other way, too. If they need any set building, you could always engineer that.
You know. I think that's the reason why they hired me. Yeah, it was for the acting. It was for, building sets.
It just so happened that he could also act.
Yeah.
You know, I failed to mention, they will be on NBC now for the third season every Thursday night at 8, 7 Central, correct?
That's 8:30,
Oh, 8:30?
So you're right for that. We're going to be after Superstore.
Oh.
Superstore, 8 o'clock. We're at 8:30, and Will and Grace is at 9.
On our regular slot,
Now, out of curiosity, we talked earlier about an ensemble, all right? This really has the same, you talk about 10 years on Cheers, this actually has that same kind of chemistry. I mean, there are a few television shows in the history of TV, All in the Family, Cheers, shows like the Carol Burnett, they all have that chemistry. You guys look like you have that.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's just really good acting.
Yeah, we hate each other. No, we love each other. It's annoying, actually. We kind of we can't get enough of each other. We had a sleepover at Ted Danson's house. We couldn't get enough of each other. The whole cast was there, and we really sort of delight in each other's company and are very sad when we wrap the season. We love to be together every day.
You talk about wrapping the season, too. You wrap the season with the judge, of course, played by Maya Rudolph, with the fact that people are being unfairly judged. And they needed a second chance.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds like the headlines on the news, you know?
Doesn't it?
But, and in that kind of, I don't want to give it away, but it
I
is going to be a twister.
It's all spoilers.
All spoilers.
It's all spoilers. But, I mean, this is a show that, you know, it's hard to talk about because almost everything after the first couple episodes is going to be a spoiler. But it's, you know, it is a very enjoyable show. We watch it, even though we are on it, we watch it as fans.
Yeah.
We just love, you know, the whole thing put together. And season three is no different. I mean, I cannot wait to watch season three. It's such an adventure. It's such a, like, fun thrive this season.
How cool is that? Well, it's called The Good Place every Thursday night on NBC at 8:30, 7:30 Central, and it follows the Superstore, and it stars, of course, many people, Ted Danson being one of them, and Darcy Carden and Manny Jacinto. Hey, guys, congratulations. Much luck. Break all your legs and have a great third season, and do me a favor. Come back before that 100th episode taping,
yes.
Okay?
We promise.
Yes, we promise.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you. We'll be watching.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two talented people and a great show, The Good Place. It premiered its third season last Thursday, but it's going to be on every Thursday night on NBC at 8:30. And, of course, just before it comes Superstore, and just after it is Will and Grace, all on NBC. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
World It's Ron Sedgy today. And our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. He's been with us before, and he's quite a guy. He's a Washington Post columnist, author, and financial expert. And he's been, of course, on television with a lot of shows, Fox Business, Fox News, CNBC, MSNBC. Joining us right now is our friend Gene Marks. Hi, Gene. How are you? Welcome back.
Ron, it is great to speak with you.
You know, it was funny because I was going down all the names of the books that you have published in your lifetime. And I remember the last time you and I talked, and the book that I really love the name to, it's just great. I don't know how you came up with it. In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. I'd love the title of that book. It's just...
Yeah. You know, just a little, honestly, the background of that is I am not smart enough to come up with such a clever name like that. It was actually coined by a radio DJ in New York called Gene Shepherd, his name was. And he was big in the 60s, which is before my time. But he actually had that phrase, you know, in God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. And I agree with you. This is such a great phrase, isn't it? So I gave him credit and kind of took it from my book.
Oh, that's a great thing to steal. It's everybody, you know what? There's only like four jokes. There's only like, you know, there's just so many things. It's just recycling them. Let's talk about small businesses and online shopping. But before we do, Gene, a lot of people have a misconception of a small business. Now, I've been a business owner since the mid-70s. And I think a lot of people think a small business is a mom-and-pop store at the corner, which it is. But there are small businesses that have astronomical numbers of employees that people don't really consider small business. So let's define that first.
You know, it's very tough to define it because there are so many different people that are making that definition. I mean, the Small Business Administration defines a small business as a company having less than 500 employees. But meanwhile, like big research organizations like Gartner, they define a small business as having less than $1 billion a year in revenue. And that makes, you know, believe it or not, you think like yourself, like, how does a small business have $1 billion a year in revenue? But I come across a lot of people, you know, that are running companies with only a few employees, but they do mass billings. I mean, they're advertising firms or financial services or they're selling, you know, insurance products or something. So it really is, when people ask me how you define a small business, it's very tough for me to say. I mean, my answer is, well, it depends on who you're talking to.
Now, it is very important for all of us, and I think people should really come to this conclusion, even if they're shopping for a price, and sometimes the price maybe not be as competitive, but it's important for our shopper to buy from U.S. businesses. Even when they're shopping online, Gene, but when they shop online, how do you know? I mean, the other day I was looking for something for my computer. I said, this is exactly what I need, exactly. And then a small print said, from China.
Yeah, you know, you actually bring up a really good point. I haven't been thinking about that today. I mean, there are so many people that I meet that do want to buy from U.S. small businesses. I mean, you know, like we talked about this before. I mean, small businesses here, they make up like 50% of the jobs in the country are supplied by small businesses, and there are 30 million of them in the country, and it's, you know, it's a big deal, and we want to show our support. And you're right, like, particularly when you're buying online, how do you really know if it's a small business? So, you know, this week Amazon launched something called Storefronts. So, you know, Amazon, you know, they already have, I don't know if you know this or not, but more than half of the products that Amazon sells, more than half, are actually sold by small merchants on their site. I mean, they have millions of small businesses that are merchants worldwide, and over a million of them in the U.S. alone. And, you know, they looked at that same issue and saying, you know, there's a lot of people in the States that want to buy from American small businesses, don't know where to go, don't even know if they are buying from American small businesses. So what they did is they brought them all together. They took like 20,000 of their merchants selling more than a million products, and they put it onto something called Storefronts, which, again, they launched this week. And on Amazon Storefronts, you go there, you search for the same stuff that you and I are already buying, but you're assured that when you find it on Amazon Storefronts, it's coming from a U.S.-based small business. And that is really important to a lot of people.
I think it's important in general, just to the makeup of our country, too. You know, the problem is, though, a lot of times people only buy price. Do you find that someone who is buying only price will tend to sometimes not care where the business is from or where it's originating from?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, if you're a small business and you're on Amazon, first of all, you're going to be on the main site as well as on their storefront site. So you still have just as much a shot as anywhere. And obviously, if your price, you know, if you're certainly price competitive, that's certainly a benefit. And, of course, service added onto that is also good. But you're right. There are some people that are only just going to buy price. And, you know, you ask any business owner like myself, Ron, I mean, you know the same thing. I mean, you know, when you're selling to people, some people are just going to go for the cheapest option always. And that's what they're going to do. And, you know, you're not going to change people's mind about that, and that's going to be what they decide to do. What Amazon, I think, is after is people that, sure, they're looking for something that's, of course, affordable and competitive price-wise, but also really, really want to be doing their best to support U.S. small businesses. And I think that's the customer that they're looking at. And I think they're actually giving an opportunity for a lot of people to express their support with the storefront site.
Gene, is there an environment that will exist in days to come that will actually benefit both the online e-commerce shopping and brick and mortar? Can they both proceed in the future successfully?
So, Ron, it's happening now. I mean, if you look at some of the biggest retailers in the country, you hear this buzzword over the past year. It's called click and brick. And what it means is, you know, they're not only selling from their stores and malls or shopping centers or whatever, but those retailers are moving online as well. And it's the same thing with small businesses. The smarter people that I meet, they're realizing that it's not all about just selling out of your storefronts, but you've got to, if you want to grow your business, you got to have other channels to sell through. And I tell my clients all the time that there are so many successful small merchants that I work with that, you know, yeah, they're selling products from the store, but then they also, they're on Amazon selling, or they're selling off their own website, but they're searching out different channels that they can, you know, exploit their products. You know, if you go and sign up as like an Amazon merchant, for example, I mean, you know, there's sort of things that you have to do to get on their site.
Well, Gene, when you talk about sites, where are the sites that we can go to if we want to take advantage of what we're talking about today, and or if you want to be part of the bigger picture as a small businessman?
So if you want more information, if you go to Amazon.com/storefronts, that's where consumers can go if they want the convenience of buying products as well as the choice of buying products from small merchants. And again, if you're an Amazon, you know, if you want to become an Amazon merchant, you can sign up on Amazon's site and hopefully take advantage of some of the capabilities that storefronts can offer you.
Gene, I appreciate you being here today. Please come back and join us again. It's always great when you're on the show, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. I love talking to you.
Thank you so much. Gene Marks has been our guest. Quite a guy, I will tell you. And he, of course, is a well-known author, financial expert, and Washington Post columnist talking about small business online. Good man. And while on the subject of online, you can check online to ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. That's our website. Go there and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
That's going to do it for hour number one of Ron's Edgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me on this first hour, and they include the Southern Gentleman, Charlie Daniels, also Ted Danson, Christine Bao, Darcy Garden, and Manny Jacinto, who, of course, are all stars of The Good Life, starting their third season this week, and Gene Marks talking about small business. Next hour, great actress Kelly Martin will be joining us from the TV show Superstore, Ben Feldman, and Ryan Serhant will be here. He has million-dollar listings on Bravo. And Peter the Planner, Peter Dunn, will be joining us. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back.